Item 32, please.
Supervisor Cullen?
I just want to be recorded.
Oh, go ahead. Supervisor Cullen.
Madam Clerk, I had to step out of the room for a meeting. I would ask to be recorded as voting yes on items 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 15.
Okay. Noted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 32, please. Yes.
He's there. Once he's around.
Pardon me?
All right, once you wait.
Okay.
We're going to break to
okay.
Recess at 1 o'clock.
I want to go with 32.
Okay.
Yeah. Item number 32, please.
Item number 32, from the Director of Procurement, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to execute an agreement with Encore One, doing business as Clean Power LLC, for the provision of housekeeping and janitorial services in Milwaukee County facilities. This item was also considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit for informational purposes only on September 11, 2013.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Romo-West.
Thank you. If I could be so kind as to indulge the committee and the chairman to consider breaking briefly for lunch before we begin this item, I do believe that there are many people who have registered to speak and that this item will be a lengthy one. And for that reason, I believe that my colleagues and I could use a breather.
I'd rather hear. Could we at least hear the public testimony first and then take a break?
Yes. Yeah.
They've been here all morning.
We'll take public testimony. Okay. I know there was a lot of public testimony at the facilities, man. Well, there's a lot.
Well, okay.
No. This is what I've got. I've got a few cards. I will limit speakers to 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And we'll take public testimony and then we'll proceed. Then we'll recess. Dave Summerscales, could you come forward, please?
Good afternoon. And thank you for moving the item up on the agenda. We appreciate it. My name is Dave Summerscales, the Wisconsin coordinator for SEIU Local 1. I'm here today to urge the Finance Committee not to award the housekeeping bid to Clean Power. Frankly, there are so many reasons why this board should not award the bid to Clean Power. It's difficult to know where to even start. But I think it would be a mistake on a number of levels. First of all, Clean Power has a very bad track record. I provided this committee with documents outlining numerous wage and hour violations, EEOC charges, OSHA charges, labor board charges, stating workplace discrimination, and other charges against the company, many of them on the basis of race, gender, and other workplace discrimination issues, including the case of a pregnant woman who worked for Clean Power who was fired earlier this year for the crime of speaking up and saying that she needed more money to support her family, so she wanted to have a union. I've got worker testimony that I included that I've given to this committee from current Clean Power workers about what it's like to work for the company, including a lack of full-time hours, low wages, and in most cases, no raises for many, many years. And there are workers here to testify to that in person. These are poverty wage jobs, let's face it. Clean Power workers are averaging between $8 and $9 an hour. The vast majority of their workforce across the state is part-time. I did want to address something that came up at the Transportation Committee hearing. There were Clean Power executives that spoke about this myth that Clean Power provides health insurance. There is no affordable access to health insurance for these Clean Power workers. And I want to be clear about what this means. When Clean Power workers are being paid such low wages, even if the company offers them insurance that costs $200, $300, $400 a month, they can't afford to pay for it. So, in essence, there is no insurance being offered to them. Another point is that many Clean Power workers are making so little money that they are on public assistance, food assistance, public health like Badger Care, Section 8 housing assistance. You can look in the data that I provided you. 300 Clean Power workers are on public assistance right now, and more than 500 of their children rely on public assistance. because of the low wages that they're paid. Clean Power is 35 out of 100 companies in the state, according to the state of Wisconsin's own information, for having workers on public assistance programs. I want to add that it would be a mistake to award Clean Power this bid on another equally important level. It is a perfect example of the reduced oversight this county board is facing. It validates the closed-door process of decision-making that is occurring under the county executive. I have heard numerous supervisors at committee hearings asking for more information about the housekeeping bid process, and it seems clear that you haven't gotten the answers that you need. Supervisors have said they don't know what the scoring process was for even deciding on who got the bid. What was the criteria? Why was Clean Power even selected in the first place? And no one seems to know what these workers will even be paid. Again, this is a perfect example of Act 14 and the reduced oversight in the manner which will cripple the ability of the county board to weigh in on these types of decisions. So again, there are multiple reasons why the Finance Committee today here should vote no and not award this bid to Clean Power. County taxpayers want our tax dollars to go to good-paying service jobs, not poverty wage jobs. Milwaukee County deserves better. Thank you.
Mr. Summerskills. Todd Lindholm.
Tom had to go back to work, but he has a statement he'd like to enter into the record, if that's possible.
Okay, that's fine. No, I want to press the cards.
I'm just saying we need to
see. Jackie White.
Good afternoon. I'm Jackie White. I'm a Clean Power employee. I've worked for Clean Power for, it'll be 4 years in January. And it's not been a good experience for me. I've been a damn good worker for Clean Power from day one. I came aboard, worked hard, told them I wanted to grow with the company. So I started off on second shift. I worked for like 3 months, and then I was a stand-in supervisor for the second shift supervisor when she wanted to take vacation or whatever. And that worked out pretty good, but after that it was just dead end, nowhere to go. So it's not about me, because I got injured. I had a back injury working at Milwaukee County Mental Health. So it's not really about me, because I had to apply for a disability just the other day. It's about the people that come behind me to get treated fairly, because we can't afford to even do some of the little things we'd like to do with our families, not for $8.75 an hour. For 4 years, I've been working since I was 13 years old. I'm 58 years old. I never worked a job without getting a raise. I come in, bust my behind, and people recognize that, you know. So I just think the county should look in a different direction for cleaning services. Clean Power doesn't really treat their workers fair at all. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Dominique Smith.
Hello.
Hello again.
My name is Dominique Smith. I make $8.75 an hour. I've been with Clean Power for 2 years and 7 months. I'm not making it on what I bring to the table in general. I can't afford health care, and my bills alone are worth more than my checks are. The company doesn't appreciate the hard work of their workers. If they did, this wouldn't be an issue. I'm sorry. I'm a Milwaukee County resident and taxpayer. I would like for this committee to choose a more responsible contractor, because Clean Power, they don't appreciate what we do on a daily basis. Thank you.
Calvin Robinson. And I have one more card after Mr. Robinson.
Yes, my name is Calvin Robinson, and I've been with Clean Power for 15 years, and I'm still being paid $8.75 an hour. And as far as, like, when I first started in 99, they had you know, Christmas parties for us. They had attendance bonuses, things of that nature. But, like, they acquired another company, you know, so they cut all of that out. So now we're just general workers. I mean, they show us no appreciation at all. So I just want to change, you know. You know, we're tired. We're fed up. You know, we just want to change. You know, just please just show us some appreciation. That's all we ask, you know, because we are human beings. That's it for me. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Ms. Carol McQuaid.
Good afternoon. My name is Carol McQuaid. I've worked for Clean Power for 11 years. When I started Clean Power, it was a very good company. We received gift cards for hard work that we did. We received Summerfest tickets. We received paid holiday pays. We no longer have holiday pays. In the 11 years that I worked there, we had raised one time. Now, I have asked to be transferred to different, like someplace closer to me, so my gas bill wouldn't be so much. I pay $50 to fill up my tank. But if I move closer to the city, they're going to take 50 cents away from me. So I have to stay where I am in Brookfield. I can't come to Milwaukee, which is where I live. I live in Milwaukee. I'm a Milwaukee County taxpayer. And I would really like to be, as they said, appreciated for the hard work that I do. And Clean Power has taken away everything from us. And we're tired. We're just really tired. And if we're tired, we're not very effective workers. And very ineffective workers do not clean buildings very well. And morale is at an all-time low. And so we're burned out. And if this is the contract that you want, then Clean Power is your person.
Thank you, ma'am. Those are the cards that I have. Supervisor Cullen.
Mr. Chair, I appreciate this testimony, and this has been an important issue. At this point, I would move to reject this file, and I would also ask, make part of the motion that this committee ask for an audit of the procurement department, especially focusing on recent actions. You know, we had the incident with the insurance services, we had the paddle boat, we have the janitor contract, we had transit and MV, and it appears to me that the administration has cost this county a lot of money in threatened lawsuits and actual lawsuits that we are now defending, and I think we need the audit department to take a look at this and see if there are ways to improve this process. So as part of the motion to deny, I would like to have that.
Here.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if we could have the facilities management and the Office of the Comptroller prepare a report on potentially managing housekeeping operations here, and if we could get that potentially by March, I would appreciate that also.
So that's part of your motion, too?
Yeah.
Let's go to the voting part. We have a motion to deny.
Reject.
Well,
reject.
I was told to reject.
I just want to make sure, you know, under Act 14, that we make the proper motions, and that we don't end up in court because we move to deny instead of reject. If we're gonna play semantic games, we got to play and play right.
So the motion is to reject.
Correct. Motion is to reject the file 13.581 or -581, and then add the other language today.
Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate and support the motion. We had a lot of discussion on this in a couple times previous, both in this committee as well as in Transportation Public Works. And I am convinced that the process and criteria used were flawed. But I did just want to take a moment to acknowledge what I find to be bravery of those who would be willing to come forward and give some of the testimony that they've given, so both today and in the past.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions, concerns? for the procurement director, would he like to come forward? Maybe he doesn't want to. It's up to him.
You need to fill out a card. Not in the room. Maybe we'll roll this along.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Tyler.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Pat Lee, our director, was down here a moment ago and should be here momentarily.
Okay.
Right, that's the thing. Yeah. I was in a Genesis. He said.
Mr. Chair, I guess I would ask to call the question. If the procurement director thought it was important to be here, he could have been in the room.
Mr. Chair, he was here.
He was in the room?
He was here in the room and was ready to.
Earlier,
and he was ready to go.
You ready to go?
Okay.
Yes.
Anybody
remember Willis Reed?
Here we go.
Yeah.
These guys
are
too
young now.
Director Tyler. I don't know if you heard the motion, if you heard Director Lee. I'm sorry, Director Lee. I don't know if you heard the motion, if you heard the request for an audit, if you heard the reasons why. The motion was proffered. Did you hear any of that?
Chairman, Supervisors, no, I did not.
Okay. Chairman, Supervisors, no, I did not.
Okay. If your staff person, if you, it can be repeated, but if she can brief you. To say anything about the contract or say anything in response to the motion?
I apologize. I can't hear you. Chairman,
Supervisor, I'm sorry.
I can't hear.
Excuse me, Director. I wanted to say, I said, do you want to say anything about the contract? Do you want to have a response to the motion of what was said while you were outside, out the
Chairman,
room?
Chairman, Supervisors, I'm not sure if a response to the motion would make any difference in this regards, but all that I can state is that the due diligence that we went through related to this request for proposal from the very beginning related to assembling interested parties and stakeholders across the county.
Yes, sir.
Following the RFP process as required for Chapter 32, clearly following Chapter 32's admonishments related to, I heard a comment about secrecy related to Chapter 32's requirement with who I could and could not share information related to this procurement, I think is misguided at best. And I can assure you that issues related to EEOC complaints related to workforce development complaints were all vetted, and that we clearly understood the quality of the vendor that we were entering into this agreement with. This particular vendor currently manages and cleans over 40 million square feet on a daily basis within the state of Wisconsin, received outstanding performance appraisals from each of the institutions that we contacted in relationship to their performance. They currently perform at a high-end satisfactory level for half of our county's facilities that were covered under this agreement. And I guess the level of frustration related to that this will just continue to delay an issue that was presented before the board on June 24th of this year. and I think we're doing a disservice not only to our organization, the community, in relation to not moving this forward today. I was fully prepared within closed session to provide you information related to the scoring, who scored, issues related to what was concerned originally related to competitive range, issues related to items that were brought before you, the Department of Public Works Committee, related to SEIU's presentation, and also concerns related to competitive wage requirements within the proposal, clearly describing that the proposal that was presented before, or the proposal that the RFP that was let, followed all the guidelines related to competitive wages within Milwaukee County ordinances. It was our interest in order to secure a vendor that could provide a willing, able, and ready workforce with reasonable and minimal turnover related to the projects presented to them. And we did that. I could not, as the Director of Procurement, capriciously add my will on what I determined to be a competitive wage or in a competitive environment. Similarly, just as I could not exert my personal influence on the threshold that was required for the CBDP clearing of that particular hurdle, as that was administered by the Community Development Business Partners, and this vendor did clear that particular hurdle also to their satisfaction and signature of the director at that particular time. So I guess that's enough said in regards to this, and I appreciate the opportunity to comment, but again, I'm not sure if it's going to make any particular difference, as I believe this was a sound and adequate acquisition.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. You did your job according to what you had as relates to the ordinances, and as you said, you couldn't pick and choose with respect to the wage rate, so I appreciate that. We have a motion to reject file number 13-581. Any comments, questions, concerns? Supervisor Lipscomb?
I just have one question, which is, you know, 2 days ago you provided some information that you just referenced that you would discuss in closed session, but I appreciate that you provided it. You're blaming the long delay, but why wouldn't what happened? What changed that we were finally able to get that information, but weren't able to have it previously? I mean, I don't understand why we get continually blamed for delays, but you know, here we are, October 31st, getting the information. And you're telling me that you know it's our fault that this thing hasn't moved since June. It's a simple question in terms. I'm not asking you to describe the information. I'm just asking you. Previously, there was always a resistance to providing any information. What changed,
Chairman, supervisors? A direct response to your question: there was no resistance. In Chapter 32, there are two statements. One statement, and I could dig it out and cite it, one statement in Chapter 32 states that upon receipt of the proposals from the vendors, no information is to be shared with the general public, and including the county employees or the county board in general. It states until after the award of the contract. After the award of the contract. A securitist turnaround is in another section of the same Chapter 32. It states that I cannot award the contract until after I have the county board approval.
Yes, sir. You have a good question.
So there is this going around and around related to I can't tell you until you approve. So we did seek counsel from Corp Counsel. And they said that yes, at best it can be shared in closed session because also we are currently within an open RFP. So no disrespect to the supervisors. Up until then, all that I was doing was following the ordinances as written.
Mr. Chairman, was the advice of Corp Counsel that you could now provide information to the board that we've been asking for
in closed session? Now okay. the
all right, I'm ready. It's just, you're right. The testimony today wasn't going to change me, because for months and months there had been such resistance that it didn't pass the smell test for me. To the extent I got any information, I didn't like the answers about the bundling and all this other stuff. I won't rehash it all. But, it's great that we finally got it, but it was tardy.
Thank you, Ms. Thank you, Supervisor Liskum. Anyone else? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to reject, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to reject item 32 is approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will recess until what? For 1:20? Is that okay? 1:15? 1:15. We will recess to 1:15. Thank you.